Welcome to A View Beyond the Ordinary, everybody. And today I have an incredibly special guest. Wendy Harbath is joining. And we're going to be talking about something that the season, I believe, invites. And that is going within the darkness. We are coming into, or we just left, actually, the winter solstice, the darkest time of the year. So Wendy and I are going to explore what that means. So Wendy, I'm going to just hand it off to you. And if you could just share with the listeners a bit about you.
Oh, thank you, Jolene. I am very excited to be here with you, Jolene, and with everybody that's joining us. My name is Wendy Harbath. And what I call my work is Ceremony of Crones. I'm at that point in my life where I feel like I can really honor this stage of age and wisdom of a woman. And I work with women to do transformational coaching and ceremony and other one-on-one and small group work. So delighted to be here and talking about this very special topic at this time of year. Yeah.
Well, it's great to have you, Wendy. And I know you and I could chat about this for a bit, but I wanted to share, I know you have such rich wisdom as well. And I'd love to share what my experiences too have gleaned over the past number of years, especially this time of the year. What comes to me that I'd love to start with is 2 years ago, I feel like I had an epiphany. And my epiphany was, and I know Wendy and I have talked about this, I had a realization that I, at Christmas time, was spending way too much time working and not enough time really truly living. I was actually living to work instead of working to live. So I set the intention 2 years ago in my life to really spend, to cultivate a time where I could work less hours and really spend more time being creative. And I really called it living more like the Europeans. My experience to Europe helped me to really see what it could be like to slow down. And the reflection, this period, having a reflective time where it does get dark and you stay within and you start to analyze your life, I think it helped me slow down enough over the holidays and during the winter months to realize what it truly was that I desired. So I set that intention again, you know, during the holidays. And I have, that's been my plan to create, which I have created it thus at this stage of my life. It did take a little bit of time, but I think this is the time that we really, it's so good for us, Wendy, to slow down. And I'd love your thoughts about what this winter season has helped you to uncover and what it means to you.
Absolutely. And I think that's so profound. If we take note of the seasons, the actual weather, the nature, the cycles of the year, it's right there for us, you know, during this time of winter. And here we are in the Northern Hemisphere, where typically it's getting colder, the nights are longer, the days are shorter. We have a natural inclination unless we push past it. And that's what Jolene and I are suggesting here, is that we pay attention to our natural inclination to rest a little bit more, to take that time, pay attention to the foods that we're inclined to eat, right? It might be stews or soups, or we might be spending more time doing actual cooking rather than cold foods, things that nourish us, warm beverages, right? That's what we think of when we think of winter and holidays. And this dark time, and this goes back time immemorial, I think, when people have always done this during this time of year, come together, the nights are long, we want that companionship, we want that warmth, we want to sit around the fire, we want to tell stories, we want to hear stories, we want to allow some of our own reflection to surface and reflect on the gifts of the year, the circumstances of the past months, and allow these things to come to completion, right? To come, yeah, and so that we can let them go, so that we can release. And that's another part of this year, going into the darkness, allowing ourselves to release so we can make space for the new. What do you think, Jolene?
That's beautiful, yeah. Wendy. I was going to say beautifully said, and I agree that as we look at the leaves that have fallen and what they are letting go of, what do we all want to let go of? What have we carried with us this year that we no longer want to be burdened with? And I think this gives us the opportunity for that clarity, to have the time as we go within to really, what is going for us? What is coming against us? Who are we? And what is our authenticity light shining? I think this allows us to get closer to that and to take this opportunity, as you mentioned, when we are sitting by the fire and we are maybe going to bed a little bit earlier, sleeping in a little bit later, when we're getting up, just to take a few minutes and pause. And what kind of dreams are we having? What messages are coming through? We don't often take the time to do these things. We just are a society, most of us, and I'll speak for myself, that we are usually in the hustle and bustle of everything, wanting everything to be perfect, you know, going through life just, oh my gosh, I have to get to that party. I need to go see this person. I need to make this phone call. And I am learning that it's okay to say no. And it's okay to say, oh, that sounds wonderful, but this is the season I rejuvenate, I reflect on, and I would love to do that come spring. I think honoring this is also what comes to me, Wendy, is we honor Mother Earth. Mother Earth is restoring herself right now, just as I mentioned, the leaves fall. The leaves, you know, fall off the trees and they basically create new soil. That fertility time where things are resting and quiet is the time that we're all restorative. So I think Mother Earth and nature are a great indicator of going within and looking at the animals out there, bears and other animals that hibernate in this season. You know, it's such a season. It's a gift for us. And I used to look at it not as a gift, but now I see how nice it is to really have that time to slow down and just really breathe and get to know myself at a deeper level and hear the messages that are coming. So yes. And perfectionism, I know you and I have talked about before. It is something I think as a society, and we all want to please everybody and make sure everything looks great. But isn't this a season, Wendy, that it's so good just to let go of all that?
Absolutely. I think that there's much to be learned about spending time in the dark, spending time with our shadow selves, allowing ourselves to rest, like you said, and restore. You know, good farming, another metaphor, but good farming and gardening tools are to let your land rest and go fallow for a season. And that's something that we need to do as well. We need that time, and our inner selves, our spiritual selves, our soul selves, our mental selves, even, I'm going to say, we need that, and our body as well. We need that time to chill out, basically. We need that time to let go, stop focusing, stop spinning the wheel, step away from that perfectionistic tendency that we have, right? To keep going, pushing. We really need this time to relax, to restore, to grieve. You know, I think a grief is another topic that is so important, and one that we don't spend enough time with, perhaps, in our culture, but time to grieve those we've lost in the past year or beyond, the experiences that are behind us. There's many ways to grieve, and I think it's important that we, when we grieve, it's typically because we've loved, right? So, you know, allow ourselves to have those feelings, those emotions, right? Allow that to run deep. And when we're not paying attention, when we allow ourselves to rest and restore, there's a magic that can happen inside. It's not something we're conscious of, but there's healing that happens. We create space for new imaginative ideas, new creativity, new seeds, new sparks, new life. But we need to allow ourselves to really take that time and go deep and give ourselves time to dream, relax, restore, all those things.
Oh, Wendy, I was going to say that is so true. I know for me, this year, I realized it's been 4 years since my husband and I, and my husband is Jim, we lost our moms both in 2017, 4 years ago. And still, I find the holidays are a time of reflection, the memories that we created, and just the rituals that we do, especially around the holidays, that do bring a lot of people pain because they miss their loved ones. And there are those emotions that arise. And if we don't take the time to allow them to flow, I believe they stay stuck in our bodies and cause eventually dis-ease and, dis-ease because we're not going with the flow. And when those emotions do come up, and the holidays, I think, are the time of the year that you're right, there is a lot of grieving that happens because we actually, most of us do slow down enough to think about those friends and those loved ones. And COVID created, I believe, a whole new set of grieving in a new way where we grieve. I at least grieve the relationships that have severed, maybe because we see things a little bit differently. So I think it's a time of year where we miss the freedom and the flexibilities we've all had of getting together and not worrying about, are we wearing a mask or are you vaccinated or have you had the jabs, jabs, or have you been boosted? You know, that comes into play here as well. I think there is a lot going on right now in the world. And if we don't take the time to grieve what was, and let it go, then ultimately, I think it stays in and we have this angst and this internal anger that eventually comes out in ways that we're not even always conscious of. So I agree with you. This is such a beautiful time to honor where we're at and to, you know, to miss the people that we had in our lives. It doesn't mean, you know, for me, I don't sit around for hours and cry about it. It could be I watch a movie, It's a Wonderful Life, that always brings a tear or a certain song. But yes, I certainly have learned now to allow it and not judge myself when those emotions or those tears flow. So 'tis the season. And anyway, on that note too, in terms of just hurriedness, I think this season just is invitationally inviting us to slow, you mentioned to grieve, to really, when we are with the folks that we care for, really being present with them. Mm-hmm. How many of us are usually thinking about what we need to do tomorrow or what meeting we have coming up or, oh gosh, what about my new job or my goals I need to set? I think this is the season, you know, it invites us to be present with those we truly love, because then I think it's the small things in life that truly matter, Wendy. And I think that's what, you know, we realize that over the holidays, it's the dishes that we have come to enjoy. When we don't have them, we go, oh gosh, I'm not having my favorite, you know, green bean dish or whatever that may be. Whatever certain, you know, especially desserts that, you know, maybe an aunt or a grandmother or somebody used to make, and it's so traditional. And now that they're gone, you realize I really, truly miss that. So yes, I think this is truly an opportunity to the slowing down helps us in so many more ways. I was going to say, what else do you believe slowing down invites us to do?
Yeah, you've said so many beautiful things there. You've captured so much, Jolene. And yes, and I agree that this, what you and I are having this conversation, I'm going to extend it as an invitation to you to be aware of, take time, take space to go within, sleep a little bit longer, go to bed a little bit earlier, take a nap, sit with yourself. You know, not even doing anything. Maybe you're just going to stare out the window at the landscape or listen to the birds or read your book for 20 minutes or 30 minutes. Just take those times that are so nourishing and that we crave. We crave that inner connection. And in the, and I'm going to come back to that grieving process. Part of that grieving process, I think, is also letting go of the struggles of the past. And, you know, we all have struggles, various struggles. Life can be a struggle, right? It's not always easy. And we can just, I'm going to invite you to acknowledge whatever your challenges have been, whatever your difficulties have been, acknowledge them. Know that somewhere within there, there's a gift. If you can have some gratitude that you've come this far, that you've had the experience, you're still alive, have some gratitude for that and let it go, not dwell on it. When we let go, then we make room for something more, right? We're able to create new solutions, new pathways, new experiences, right? When we let go of what has been and allow that space, allow that imagination, that creative spark, spirit to come in and, you know, help us to move forward in a new and different way, or for us to show up in a different way, right? In the same circumstances, or a little of both. So, yeah. So just an invitation to really take this time and go with the flow, right? And I think that's something that you're gonna say as well. I don't mean to steal your words, but really go with the flow. If your body says take a nap or rest or slow down, go with it and not push. That's the invitation, is to step away from that hustle and bustle, like you said. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, excuse me. I was going to say, I also would just invite all of you, and Wendy, I agree, to, when you're cooking, to, as you just mentioned earlier, to really look at the nourishment that we give ourselves, and that sometimes we take away from ourselves. This is a great opportunity to really observe our patterns and our progress and look at what are we trying to achieve. Sometimes I found for myself that when I'm trying to pursue something I thought was in my heart, for my heart, it was actually trying to prove my worth and my value and letting go. I think for me too, I always try to this season look at, am I doing this out of my heart, and really discern how it makes me feel. Or is it coming from my mind? Am I trying to think it too much? Am I trying to think it in action? Or am I trying to physically work really hard to make it happen? And I think you just said that beautifully. Going with the flow is about allowing, you know, getting really clear about what it is that you desire. And then I don't believe we have to chase it. It should really, and I don't like to use the word should, that implies an error. So let it just show up in ways that may surprise you and see how it appears. That is what the magic of the season is to me, is that there is so much magic out there when we allow the divine. So a view beyond the ordinary, if for those of you listeners that are just joining this and don't really know the platform, it of you beyond the ordinary is to really show that there is, that we're not alone, that we have help from another dimension or other side. I do choose to call it God for me, whether you call that other side the universe, Jesus, you know, whatever religious background you come from. I think we are here to honor whatever that is. For me, it's the magic of the other side. Actually, I have seen it help. And Earth, Mother Earth is here to nourish us, and the soups and stews that are generated this season in nourishing our bodies so that we really can move forward, as you said, into a new beginning of whatever we decide. We get to choose how we show up and who we want to become. And what a great opportunity when we slow down to get that clarity of who it is that we really do want to become. And I'll end with, you mentioned possibilities. The possibilities that present themselves after going within, and the intuition that comes. I believe intuition actually comes from spirit, and that communication. And when I get my goosebumps, to me, that is a confirmation from the other side. And I, is it kinesthetically, if I'm saying that correctly, that is helping me know a truth, know that that is my authentic highest path to joy. So when I get those kind of signs, and the only way, Wendy, I believe we can get those signs and have our intuition deepen is when we take the time to truly nourish ourselves and slow down enough to connect with our, with the spiritual realm, and sense the magic of all that is out there. And for me, it's angels, and it's the fairies, and it's the ascended masters, and all those that we've lost become, I believe, it are up in the spirit world. So my mom, my father, I know are looking down on me and trying to help guide, you know, by my intuition. So I'll let you go from here on that note.
Yeah, beautiful. Absolutely. So we are spirit infused. I believe that as well. I believe the entire universe is spirit infused. And again, whatever name or names you prefer, the essence remains the same. And I think that our, well, that wisdom can come, and it can come deeper this time of year when we take that extra time to nourish ourselves, to come together in community, whether it's in physical proximity or like this via Zoom or telephone calls, but connecting with our loved ones, allowing ourselves to dream, right? Letting those dreams come to the surface, letting go of struggles, letting go of the ideas that our struggles are built around, right? Letting go of those sharp edges, those pointy things in our minds sometimes that poke holes in our well-being. I think that when we allow ourselves to connect like this, and we connect with the ancient ones, we connect with nature, we connect with each other, we connect with spirit in whatever form that is, and we connect with our ritual and our practices, things that, and I would invite us to pay more attention to why we do the things we do, the rituals and the ceremonies that we have, because they're vitally important for us. And allow that wisdom to come up, and through these venues, through these activities, through this space and time where we're allowing that wisdom to come more fully present at this time of year, in the dark, in the shadow, in the rest.
This is a time you just mentioned too. I'll use the word story. Look at our story. What story do we hold, and why? And as we are rejuvenating and replenishing those empty, you know, cells that need the love and the harmony that come from within, what is it that we want to create? So this, I don't believe, is a period we're actually out rushing around trying to create it. We are really gaining that internal wisdom as to what it is we seek, what it is we want to create. We're just starting to just get a little bit of the essence of what that may be for the new year. And as you mentioned, beautifully acknowledging the past year and what we've created and just giving ourselves thanks. I don't know that we acknowledge everybody mm-hmm. for what they do. I find it so hard for us each to just really acknowledge ourselves, acknowledge how far we are growing and you know, connecting and to ourselves, to that inner Jolene and inner Wendy and who we really truly are. I think at our deepest essence, when we really remember, we are all unified and we are love. Love is the greatest energy. And this time of the year, I think it is the absolute love that we need, and we need to allow and give it to ourselves. So I hope you all do something incredibly loving and kind and compassionate for yourselves when we take the time to truly go into the harmony of life. I believe that that love reflects and it comes back to us in ways and our creativity is ignited in ways when we take the time just to love ourselves. So is there anything before I thought we'd end, Wendy, any final note you'd like to say before I thought we'd end with a beautiful restorative short meditation as a gift for the listeners? Is there any final note? So before we do that, you'd like to share?
Everything that you're saying really resonates with me, Jolene, and I hope that it really resonates with our listeners, with those of you here. I think that that's so important, loving ourselves, acknowledging ourselves, having that gratitude. I'm just going to reiterate what you said, for ourselves, for what we've done, having forgiveness, and not having a sense of, well, I didn't do it quite right. Let's move away. Let's step away from that sense of perfectionism that's kind of an undercurrent, and just acknowledge that we did the thing, we're doing the thing, we are the thing, right? We're the gift.
We are the gift, us. Oh my gosh. And you just said something, forgiveness. What a great season. And that had it come up earlier. I don't believe we had mentioned that. So what a great time to forgive, and so that we can move fully forward. So thank you, my dear Wendy. It is always the wisdom that you share and just the ceremony when we come together too. And especially, I believe, as you mentioned, smaller groups, when one or two or when two or more gathered, I believe more energy is created. And speaking of energy, we really do. I think we are energetic beings, and this is the season, and have the music at a level that just speaks to us to slow down, celebrate life, enjoy life. And on that note, to acknowledge all of you for joining us, it means the world for you all to take the time to be here. So thank you all so much for joining us today. And thank you for the friendships and the listening that you do to the podcast, to joining Wendy on her adventures as well. We are most grateful. So let's just take a few deep breaths, close our eyes, and breathe in. And as we're exhaling, let go. Just see yourself letting go of the struggle, letting go of the ego mind that wants to tell you you're not enough and you need to do more. So let go of that chatter. And as you breathe in nature's energy of rejuvenation and love and harmony and flow. And as we breathe in, let's also breathe in what is for us and let go what is against us. And again, as we let go of the perfectionism, the need to please everybody, just picture yourself in a state of peace, in a state of allowing what is yours to be gratefully received in the months ahead, and allow this time and space to have the joy and the love flow. And Wendy, I'm going to hand it now to you
And I invite you in this moment, as you're relaxed, as you're breathing gently and deeply and fully, allow those breaths to restore, to anchor you into the earth. Allow that breath to connect you to the wisdom, the flow of divine intelligence from whatever form you prefer. Allow the small dark space, the fertile ground within, to expand, to deepen, to be open to new ideas, new emotions, new thoughts, new paths, new love, and awaken a deep love, deep forgiveness for yourself, for everyone in your world. And allow yourself to be at peace.
And as we breathe that in, so it is, and show it, so it shall be. Love. Thank you. And happy winter.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you.
Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. I also want to mention, I just have a ebook that I have produced a month or two ago. It's on the site. It's free and it's called Make Your Own Music. Could be a great ebook for you in the future. And Wendy, I'll have Wendy's information to connect with her on the, I'll put them in the show notes. I'll put them on the website so you can reach out to Ceremony of Crones. That's her website. Wendy, it's always such a pleasure to have you. I know we've called ourselves, just so everybody knows, Beyond Crones Chat. We have combined the names and here we are. So thank you all again.
Thank you. We have so much fun doing this, collaborating, Jolene and I. So I hope that comes true for everybody. We love doing this.
Yes, thank we do.